Phase one gave you three likelihood-based paradigms: autoregressive, normalizing flows, and the maximum likelihood, was KL framework that unifies them. All three could write the model log likelihood exactly. This lesson introduces the fourth paradigm in the likelihood family, the latent variable model, which is more flexible architecturally but pays for that flexibility with an intractable integral. The math response to that intractability is the evidence lower bound, ELBO, a tractable quantity that lies below the model log likelihood and that maximizing pushes the model toward forward KL minimization, just not exactly. By the end, you will be able to derive the ELBO in two lines using Jensen's inequality, split it into its two interpretable terms, reconstruction plus KL, explain exactly how far it is from the model log likelihood, the gap is itself a KL divergence, and verify all of this numerically on a small example with binary data and a binary latent. The next lesson takes the ELBO to a real architecture, the variational autoencoder. This lesson is the math under the architecture, the setup, a hidden code. A latent variable model says that each observation is generated by first drawing a hidden code from a simple prior, then drawing the observation from a learned conditional, the decoder. The model distribution over the observation alone is then the integral of the joint over all possible latents. This is the marginal likelihood, also called the evidence. The marginal is over the latent. The likelihood is what you would maximize under forward KL from L3. It is intractable in general for two reasons. The integral has no closed form when the decoder is a neural network, and even Monte Carlo over the latent is unhelpful because most random latents produce tiny decoder probability for any specific observation. You would need exponentially many samples to land near the modes that matter. So the lesson three plan, minimize the empirical negative log likelihood, does not directly work for latent variable models. We need a different objective that is tractable and that pushes the model in the same direction. The variational distribution. Introduce an encoder. The trick is to introduce a second distribution, a variational distribution, parameterized by another network, the encoder, that approximates the true posterior over latents given the observation. With any such variational distribution, we can rewrite the integral. That is identically equal to the marginal log likelihood. We have only multiplied and divided by the variational distribution inside the integral and reinterpreted the integral as an expectation under it. Nothing has changed yet. Jensen's inequality. Turn the log of an expectation into an expectation of a log. The next step is the only non-obvious one in the derivation. Apply Jensen's inequality. For a concave function, the function of an expectation is at least the expectation of the function, and log is concave. So, the left side is the marginal log likelihood we cannot compute. The right side is something we can compute, sample some latents from the variational distribution, evaluate the log ratio at each, average. Call the right side the evidence lower bound, the ELBO. By construction, the ELBO is at most the marginal log likelihood, with equality if and only if the variational distribution equals the true posterior exactly. Splitting the ELBO into two interpretable terms. The ELBO as written is one expression. The standard move is to factor the joint as the decoder times the prior and split. The two terms have clean names and clean roles. Term one, reconstruction. The expected decoder log likelihood under the encoder measures how well the decoder reconstructs the observation from latents drawn from the encoder. Maximizing this term pushes the decoder to assign high probability to the true observation when conditioned on encoder-produced latents. Term 2, KL regularizer. The KL divergence from the encoder to the prior measures how far the encoder's posterior diverges from the prior. Subtracting it, We want to maximize the elbow, so this term gets pushed towards zero, keeps the encoder from collapsing the latent space onto a narrow region that the prior would never sample from. These two pull in different directions. The reconstruction term wants the encoder to give the decoder enough information to rebuild the observation, which would mean a sharp, informative encoder. The KL term wants the encoder to stay close to the prior, which would mean a vague, prior-like encoder. Training balances them. The gap. How far is the elbow from the log likelihood? Jensen's inequality gives a bound but does not tell you how tight. The gap turns out to have a clean form. Reverse engineering the derivation. The gap is the KL divergence from the variational posterior, the encoder's approximation, to the true posterior, what the model would induce if we could compute it. The gap is zero exactly when the encoder matches the true posterior, the case in which Jensen's inequality is tight. This is why the elbow is the closest thing to forward KL scene minimization the latent variable paradigm allows. Maximizing the elbow does two things at once. It pushes the model log likelihood up, the goal we cannot reach directly, and it pushes the variational posterior closer to the true posterior, closing the bounds gap. Both moves are good. The encoder gets to be more accurate, and the model gets a tighter bound to optimize simultaneously. A worked numerical example. Take a binary observation that takes value 0 or 1, and a binary latent that takes value 0 or 1. Set up the model. The model's marginal probability that the observation is 1. So the log probability that the observation is 1 equals natural log of 1/2, approximately negative 0.693. This is the target. The true posterior, by Bayes' rule. Now suppose our encoder gives an imperfect approximation. The encoder's probability that the latent is 1 given the observation is 1 equals 0.7. Close to the true 0.8, but not exact. Compute the elbow. Now the gap to the marginal log probability. Verify the identity. The gap should equal the KL divergence from the encoder to the true posterior. Match. 2 rounding. The identity, the log likelihood equals the elbow plus the KL gap, holds numerically as the derivation required. The tight case. Now suppose we set the encoder probability that the latent is 1 given, the observation is 1 to 0.8, exactly the true posterior. Recompute, exactly the same as the marginal log likelihood of negative 0.6931. When the variational posterior matches the true posterior, the elbow equals the log likelihood. Jensen's inequality is tight, and the bound becomes exact. The same identity also produces a fact worth holding on to for later lessons. Maximizing the elbow is equivalent to simultaneously maximizing the model log likelihood and minimizing the KL from the encoder to the true posterior. Both moves are good. They happen at the same time. Why this matters for the rest of the track? The elbow is the backbone of the latent variable paradigm. The next lesson takes it to a concrete architecture, the VAE, shows how to parameterize the decoder and the encoder with neural networks, and introduces the reparameterization trick that makes the elbow trainable by stochastic gradient descent through Monte Carlo sampling. From there, the same elbow framework underlies. Hierarchical VAEs, which stack multiple layers of latent variables and write a chain of elbows that telescope. Diffusion models, surprisingly. Lesson 14 will show that the diffusion training objective, although it does not look like an elbow at first, is mathematically equivalent to a particular elbow derived from a multi-step latent variable model where the latents are the noisy intermediate states. Many representation learning systems, where the encoder is the object of interest in itself, the latent code becomes the representation. And the decoder plus KL term are the regularizers that make the representation useful. So this lesson's two-line derivation has long arms. Why this matters when you use AI? Two practical implications. You cannot compare a VAE to an autoregressive model by likelihood. AVAE gives you the elbow, which is a lower bound on the model log likelihood, not the actual value. The gap, typically positive and meaningful, is the KL from the encoder to the true posterior, which depends on how good the encoder is. So AVAE's reported likelihood is not directly comparable to an autoregressive model's exact likelihood. The VAE's number is conservative, lower than the truth, by an unknown amount. This is why the cross-paradigm comparison table in the L3 cheat sheet listed VAEs as lower bound LBO, while autoregressive and flows are exact. The two elbow terms predict VAE behavior. If a VAE is underusing its latent space, the famous posterior collapse problem in older VAEs, the KL term has driven the encoder to match the prior exactly, which means the encoder is ignoring the observation. Diagnosing this requires recognizing which elbow term is responsible. Modern VAE variants, beta VAE, KL annealing, free bits, adjust the relative weights of the two terms to control this behavior. Reading any VAE training loss curve is reading the elbow, recognizing which term is doing what comes from this derivation. Common pitfalls: mistaking the elbow for the likelihood. The elbow is a lower bound on the model log likelihood. It can be made tight in principle when the encoder matches the true posterior, but never exceeds the true likelihood. Quoting an elbow as a likelihood understates the model, forgetting that Jensen's inequality requires log concavity. The same derivation does not work with arbitrary functions of the expectation. It works specifically because log is concave, which is what produces the direction of the inequality. The right side is the lower bound, not the upper. Replace log with a convex function, and the inequality flips, treating the encoder as fixed. The variational distribution is a learnable component. Training optimizes the elbow over both the model parameters, decoder plus prior, though prior is usually fixed, and the encoder parameters. Forgetting the encoder is also trained is a common bug. Reading KL term as a regularizer alone. The KL term in the elbow is not a hand-added regularizer. It falls out of the derivation. Reading it as optional or scaling it without understanding the trade-off is what produces posterior collapse and other VAE pathologies. What you should remember: a latent variable model has a model distribution defined by an intractable marginal, the integral of the decoder times the prior over all latents. We cannot compute the model log likelihood directly to train on it, so we maximize a tractable lower bound instead. The evidence lower bound, ELBO, derived in two lines using Jensen's inequality, equals the expected decoder log likelihood under the encoder minus the KL divergence from the encoder to the prior. Two terms: reconstruction, decoder fits the observation from encoder produced latents, minus KL, encoder's posterior stays close to the prior. The gap between the elbow and the model log likelihood equals the KL from the encoder to the true posterior. Maximizing the elbow simultaneously maximizes the model log likelihood and tightens the bound. Worked binary example: with an encoder probability of 0.7, true posterior 0.8, elbow is approximately negative 0.7214. The marginal log likelihood is negative 0.6931. Gap is approximately 0.028, equal to the KL gap of approximately 0.028 to rounding. You now have the math behind the latent variable paradigm. The next lesson takes the elbow to a concrete architecture, the variational autoencoder, where the encoder and decoder are neural networks, and the reparameterization trick makes the whole thing trainable by stochastic gradient descent.